To begin, close your eyes and sit quietly in a comfortable position. As you do, begin to notice any sensations in your body. Are there any areas of tension or discomfort? What's happening in your shoulders, your jaw, your thighs, your belly? Notice your breathing. Is it slow or rapid? Is it shallow or deep? How does your body feel as your breath moves in and out? What are the sounds you can hear around you? How does the air feel against your skin? Is it warm or cool or neutral? How does the ground feel beneath you? Notice how your chair and the floor support your weight. Now open your eyes for a moment and look around you and take in what you see. Do you have any feelings about your body or about what you have noticed so far? Are there some feelings still with you from before you started this exercise? Maybe you feel annoyed or surprised. Maybe excited or anxious. Maybe you feel just kind of neutral. Or perhaps you're not sure what you feel. Some of your feelings may be in response to the world around you, what you see or hear outside yourself. And some of your feelings may come almost entirely from inside. Take some time to explore the differences between outside feelings and inside feelings. Now let your attention focus on your thoughts, on your thinking process. Even while you hear these words, other thoughts may be going on in the background or in response to what you hear. Have you picked up some new ideas from this exercise so far? You may notice that you're evaluating this exercise as we go along. You may have criticisms or judgments about it. You may have questions. Notice if you are seeing or hearing any images in your mind's eye and ear. Does this checking in process seem easy or difficult? Is it possible to distinguish between emotions and thoughts, or between emotions and body sensations? Do you find it easier to observe one aspect or another? Take as much time as you want to be with your inner experience of body sensations, feelings, and thoughts. Then make some notes in your journal. Who is aware? The next exercise continues our exploration of awareness, suggesting ways we can direct, expand, and focus our awareness while sensing its source within. Again, please close your eyes and take a few minutes to simply breathe and quiet yourself. Allow your shoulders and jaw to loosen and relax. Now pay special attention to your breathing. How does the air feel as it enters your nose, flows down your windpipe and into your lungs? How do the muscles of your chest and belly respond to the in-breath and the out-breath? Try expanding your awareness to include the whole trunk of your body, back and sides, shoulders, and pelvic area. Can you widen your awareness even more so that you're also aware of your head and face, your arms and hands, your legs and feet? Is it possible for you to be aware of your whole body all at once? Try asking yourself, who is aware of this body? What feelings and emotions are you experiencing right now? Have any feelings come up during this exercise? Are there feelings which have been carried over from before, from earlier in the day? What about your thoughts? What's in your mind right now? The images, the words, the impressions, the judgments, the insights, the chatter. Watch all this go by like a movie for a few moments. Who is aware of these feelings and thoughts? Your attention has been focused inside yourself for the last few minutes. See what it is like to pay attention to your surroundings. Feel the temperature and quality of the air. Listen to the sounds. Open your eyes for a few moments and look around you. Again, ask, who is aware of what is around me? Imagine that you can expand your awareness like a balloon, so that you are aware of the whole building around you. And then the surrounding area. Perhaps you can hear birds outside singing or dogs barking. Imagine that you can be aware of the life going on in the neighboring areas, beyond what you can directly see, hear, and touch. Continue expanding your balloon of awareness to include the entire region where you are located. In your mind, touch the houses, shops, and office buildings, the forests, lakes, and streams, the streets and highways, the people, plants, and animals, the rocks and mountains. Who is aware of all this? Embrace now the whole continent with your awareness. Imagine you can silently touch all the people on this continent as they go about their lives, including specific friends and relatives. As you embrace the whole continent with your awareness, what do you see and hear? What do you feel? What are you aware of? Now expand even more to encompass the whole hemisphere, and then the whole planet. Imagine that you can be aware of the beauty and the suffering of the whole planet and of all its living beings. Imagine the planet floating in space, making its journey around the sun. Take some time with this. Now be aware of your breath in and out. Be aware of your body sensations, feelings, and thoughts. Ask yourself, who is aware? Who is aware of the whole planet in one moment and aware of simply breathing in the next? Who is aware? Stay with this experience for as long as you like, and then draw or write in your journal if you choose. Theme 2, beginning where you are now. Acceptance. Any process of growth and positive change begins with acknowledging and accepting where we are right now. It's often very hard to accept ourselves exactly as we are, without judgment or blame. And it may be equally hard to accept whatever is going on around us, in our families and communities, and in the world. Acceptance does not mean resignation or approval. We do not have to give up hope for change. Acceptance means simply recognizing things the way they are and being willing to work from there. Acceptance is always the first step in healing, as paradoxical as that may seem. We need to work with ourselves and with others from where we actually are, not from where we would like to be. The following exercise for practicing acceptance is based on the work of Piero Ferrucci in Florence, Italy. Begin by thinking of something in your life for which you feel grateful. Think of the presence of a person you love, or something beautiful, whatever you choose to focus on. Imagine it vividly. Appreciate it. Think of what it gives you and what you can learn from it. Let yourself feel whatever feelings come up in you. Gratitude, love, or whatever. Now think of something or somebody you would like to avoid in your life. Something or someone you don't like. Imagine this situation or person or thing, and then notice your reactions to thinking about it. Watch your feelings as they emerge without trying to stop them. How do you feel and respond when you don't want to accept something like this? What happens in your body and your thoughts? Suppose for a moment that life is communicating with you in a kind of code made up of situations and events. If this were true, what would be the message contained in the situation or event you want to avoid? Reflect on this possible message for a few moments. Now remember what you felt grateful for. Imagine it once more. Think of it with appreciation and be as fully aware as you can of how you accept that situation. Now switch your attention back to the unpleasant situation and see if you can bring this accepting attitude with you. Consider that the same universe which produced what is pleasant also produced the unpleasant. See if you can assume, at least in a small way, an attitude of conscious, deliberate acceptance towards both the pleasant and unpleasant facets of your life. Now you may want to make some notes in your journal. Theme 3, strengthening your center. What do we mean by center and centering? These words are being used more and more commonly to describe an experience many people have of being at the center of their lives. Our center is a point of balance and integration. It is the hub of our power and awareness. Imagine yourself as a wagon wheel, with the spokes representing your various parts and capacities. If you're operating from a spot on the edge of your wheel, you only have access to the spokes of the wheel which end in that immediate area. If, on the other hand, you operate from the center of the wheel, all your spokes are equally available to you. Being centered does not mean being self-centered in the usual sense of the term. When my energy is centered within me, I'm aware of what's going on outside, and I can respond in a balanced and intelligent way. When I'm centered, I am self-contained, not self-absorbed. In fact, I am far more able to respond unselfishly to others. Self-identification. To operate from the hub of the wheel probably requires that we change our sense of who we are, our basic identification. Do we think of ourselves as only this or that quality, this or that spoke? Or do we think of ourselves as the hub, or even the whole wheel? How we identify ourselves may either limit us or challenge us to expand our capacities. When we identify with one or another part of ourselves, when we identify with a point of view, an emotion, or a bodily sensation, we are limited in how well we can respond to the inevitable shifts and changes in our lives. We may believe we can only think, feel, and act in one way, sometimes even saying to ourselves and others, "This is just the way I am." In the following exercise, you can explore the subtleties of identification and perhaps discover a more inclusive and enduring sense of identity, of who and what you really are. Find a comfortable position, relax your body, and allow your breathing to become slow and deep. Now take a few minutes to observe your body. What is your body? How do you experience it? What kind of sensations do you have in your body? Pain, tension, ease, motion, irritation, expansion and contraction, warmth, pleasure. Notice how these sensations change from moment to moment. Explore how you can consciously change the sensations in your body. Tense your muscles in one area, notice how it feels, and then relax the muscles. Experiment for a few moments with other ways of affecting your sensations. Here are some questions to consider. Are these sensations who I am? When my body sensations change, do I change too? If so, how do I change? Who is the I who can affect my body sensations, at least to some extent? Who am I in relation to my body sensations? Now move your attention to your emotions, your feelings. Notice them and name the ones you can. Fear, confusion, attraction, joy, sorrow, frustration, and so on. What is the strongest feeling you are aware of right now? Hold it in the center of your attention for a while and see what happens. Does it change? Do other feelings arise? Explore for a few moments how you can change your emotions. Maybe think about something very exciting and see how your feelings respond. Are there other ways you can affect your emotions? Try out these questions if you will. Are these feelings who I am? When my feelings change, do I change too? If so, how? Who is the I who can choose my feelings, at least to some extent? Who am I in relation to my feelings? In doing this exercise, you've been using what's usually called the mind. Take a few minutes now to watch your mind. How do you do this? How do you watch your mind? What thoughts come and go? What forms do your thoughts take? Are there any difficulties in observing your thoughts? Try experimenting with changing and directing your thoughts. Pick a word and think about its meaning for a few moments, or think about what you did right after you got up this morning. Are there other ways you can affect what you think? Again, here are some questions to consider. Are these thoughts who I am? When my thoughts change, do I change too? How do I change? Who is the I who seems to be able to direct my thoughts, at least to some extent? Who am I in relation to my thoughts, my mind? Now pay attention to all of these sensations, feelings, and thoughts. How do you experience your sense of self in relation to these ongoing, changing sensations, feelings, and thoughts? Take all the time you need to sit with this question. How do I experience my sense of self in relation to all these ongoing sensations, feelings, and thoughts? Theme 4, What's Possible? A starting place for exploring our vast potential as human beings is strengthening our center. When we are centered, we're in a better position to see both our strengths and our limitations, to accept the reality of our dreams and visions, and to see what needs to be done to fulfill them. In this theme, What's Possible?, we explore our potentials, dreams, and visions. Are we the stuff that dreams are made of, to quote the bard? The answer is yes, most certainly yes. In fact, each of us has potentials, talents, abilities, wisdom, and power that we may not have yet imagined. We are so much more than who we have thought we were and what we have done up to now. Individually and collectively, we have the capacity to learn new ways of thinking that help us understand ourselves and the world. We can devise new approaches to our personal and collective problems. We can acquire new skills for mastery and creativity in our world. We can more fully love and enjoy living. We can build more nurturing relationships and move towards greater harmony, personally, socially, and spiritually, and with our planet. On our journey towards self-realization, the next step is to recognize our inborn talents and gifts. To do that, we must first accept the possibility that such potentials exist beyond what we now know about ourselves. If we don't think something is possible, we are not likely to spend any time trying it out. the wilderness within. Let's begin with a guided journey of our unconscious inner world, where hidden talents may lie. This exercise makes use of archetypal symbols. These are images that tend to have similar meanings for everyone, even in different cultures. That's not to say there are no individual differences. Your experience is valid, no matter how similar or different it may be from others. So sit comfortably and pay attention to your breathing for a few moments. Allow your body to relax, releasing any unnecessary tension. Move towards your sense of center, remembering that you are more than a body, more than feelings, more than a mind. You are a center of awareness. You are a center of will. Breathe into this deeper sense of yourself. Imagine now that you are in a meadow in the midst of a deep woods. Within this meadow, there is sunshine and fresh air. You can move freely about the meadow and see what is there. Take a few moments to explore and enjoy your meadow. Now look at the trees growing around the edges of the meadow. You can see a short distance into the forest, noticing the undergrowth and the kinds of trees and bushes. You can see the birds flitting through the treetops and perhaps a squirrel or two. You know the forest holds many wonders that you cannot see, many animals which hide from your sight when you try to find them in the trees. Take a few moments to sense what might be in the forest, out of your range of hearing and vision. Actually, your meadow is in the midst of a vast wilderness. If you were to set out to explore it, it would take you many years to learn its mysteries. There are deep caves and underground caverns in this wilderness. There are ferocious animals and gentle animals. There are mountains so high their tops are in the clouds. For a few moments, imagine exploring some of those caverns and caves. What kind of creatures and people might you discover there if you were to move quietly and slowly so as not to frighten them away? How would it be to explore these regions? What treasures might you discover? Now imagine exploring the mountain heights. What kind of challenges would that hold for you? What beings, what creatures might you find there? What could you see from that height? How would it feel to be up there? What would you want to bring back? Now return to your meadow, bringing with you an expanded sense of what lies around you in the wilderness. Enjoy the peace and vitality of the meadow for a while. And when you feel ready, you may want to make some notes about your experience in your journal. The wise being. We each have within us a vast reservoir of unconscious wisdom that we can use to guide us. But how do we tap into that reservoir? You've already taken the first steps in the previous exercises by practicing the skills of awareness, self-observation, and self-identification. Now I invite you on an inner journey to visit the wise being who resides in you, in all of us. Begin by closing your eyes, relaxing your body, and seeking a quiet place within. Focus your attention on your breathing for a few moments. Now imagine that you have before you a candle holder with a beautiful unlit candle. Imagine lighting the candle, watching the flame flicker and then grow strong. Watch the flame for a few moments, seeing how it burns stronger and brighter as you watch. Perhaps you will see a tiny blue flame at the heart of a larger yellow flame. Focus your attention there, looking deeper and deeper into the heart of it, until that is all you see. In the heart of the tiny blue flame appears the face of a very wise and loving being. Can you see the wisdom and love radiating from the eyes and face of this being? Wisdom and love which are there just for you at this moment. You may ask this being for advice about anything happening in your life right now, any issue or concern you have, or what your next steps might be. Ask any question you have, and then just be receptive to whatever comes, in whatever form. Notice what you see, feel, hear, and sense from the wise being in response to your question. The wise being may have something else to tell you besides what you've asked, a special message for you. If you're willing to receive it, just wait in silence and see what comes. Turn now and look at any issue in your life with the wise being beside you. Imagine that you can see the situation as the wise being sees it. Perhaps you will want to make a choice about your role in the situation, about how you want to be. Tell the wise being about your choice. Imagine carrying out your choice. How do you behave and feel? How do others respond to you? Can you imagine calling upon the wisdom and love of the wise being to help you sustain your choice? When you are ready, take leave of the wise being, knowing you can return at any time to find guidance and strength. You may want to sit quietly for a while before you open your eyes, and then make some notes about your experience. Theme 5, Working with Blocks in Your Path. We have vast resources within us, wisdom, love, and creativity that we can call upon for ourselves and for our work in our communities. We also have hang-ups. We have old patterns of behavior and thought which sometimes get in our way, which hold us back from acting wisely and well. Let's call these patterns of behavior and thought subpersonalities, because they're like little parts of our personality. Subpersonalities form out of challenging life situations, often in childhood. We discover that a certain way of being and acting seems to help us survive a challenging or threatening situation, and we learn the habit of reacting in that way. It helps us survive emotionally, even physically, to use this subpersonality. Our ingenuity in creating subpersonalities is often quite astonishing. Unfortunately, however, we tend to keep acting in these ways even as adults. A scowl on the face of a stranger may unconsciously remind us of an angry father, and suddenly, without knowing why, we feel and even act like a frightened child again. This subpersonality may be entirely inappropriate under the circumstances. It may actually create problems for us rather than helping us survive. When we're caught up in feelings of fear, however, we can't see any other way to be, for we really are like the helpless child again, acting the only way we know how. It may help to think of subpersonalities as loyal soldiers, following orders issued long ago in a war that has long since ended. They continue to fight the battle for our survival when our survival is no longer in doubt. They're like the Japanese soldier who was discovered on a remote Pacific island years after the end of World War II. The soldier didn't know the war was over and had maintained his fortified post faithfully, prepared for any attack. He was hailed as a hero and brought home with full military honors because he'd remained faithful to his orders even though the war was long over. The following exercise can help you befriend and work with one of your subpersonalities. It's called Seeking a Loyal Soldier. Take a few minutes to find a relaxed and comfortable position. Close your eyes and just be aware of your breathing. Now review your daily life over the past few weeks. Start with today and move backwards until you find a time when you felt afraid or anxious or constricted in some way. Perhaps you were upset about money or a relationship or your job or some other aspect of your life. Choose a time when you are not in any immediate physical danger. Imagine watching yourself in this situation like a movie where you can tell how the characters feel and what they're thinking. How does this person feel? The person who is you in the situation. What does the person think? What happens in the person's body? Does it seem tense, energetic, or tired? What does the person do? Now observe yourself in the distressing situation without judgment. Just seeing what part of you, what subpersonality, is reacting to the situation. Can you imagine what this subpersonality is trying to do for you? Try asking it what it is trying to do and really listen to what it has to say. Is there some way you can show this subpersonality your appreciation for its loyal service to you? Let this part of yourself know you are grateful for its attempts to take care of you. How does this subpersonality cause problems for you? What are its blinders? How do its beliefs about you and the world get in your way? Perhaps you can sense what it really needs, what qualities or energies it needs to be more effective for you. Are you willing to give it what it needs? Imagine doing so and see how it responds. As you begin to give your subpersonality what it needs, it may have something to contribute to your life, a quality or skill. What might this subpersonality have to offer you? Maybe it will tell you if you ask. See if there are any agreements you might need to make with this loyal soldier to make use of its good qualities and to meet its needs in the future. See if anything else needs to happen before you bring this conversation to a close. Theme 6, Living Will Fully. Awareness alone may not help us make positive changes in our lives. We need the will to act upon our knowledge and insights. Our will is our power to choose, our power to bring about changes in ourselves, in others, and in our environment. Our will is a central force within us, intimately connected with self. To be effective, our will needs three qualities: strength, skill, and goodness. Willing is not simply bulldozing our way along. We can skillfully move around obstacles in our path. Goodwill moves us to consider the needs of other living beings in every choice we make. Acting from goodwill is really enlightened self-interest, because choices we make out of goodwill almost always benefit us as well. So, how do we develop a balanced, healthy goodwill? The next exercise may help. This is a guided, receptive meditation on goodwill. Now sit comfortably, relax your body, and breathe easily, with awareness. Imagine sinking into yourself, to a place of peace and clarity. Take some time. Now listen to the words, goodwill. What is your sense of goodwill? When you hear that someone is a person of goodwill, what does that mean to you? When you have goodwill towards someone, what exactly do you feel? Recall a few times when goodwill has been a strong force in your life, when goodwill has influenced your choices. Now remember some times when you acted without goodwill. What were the results of that? What do you think enables you to have goodwill or act from goodwill? Now imagine gathering all these thoughts about goodwill together in an open container, such as a basket or a bowl. Add any new thoughts, feelings, or imaginings about goodwill that come to you now. Imagine holding all this knowledge gently, loosely, in this container before you. What image comes to you when you think of goodwill? The image may come through any of your inner senses. Trust it. Wait patiently for it to become clearer to you. Now imagine putting your image of goodwill into your container too, along with any additional insights or feelings that came with your image. Imagine holding your container up to the sun, allowing the warm light to fall upon it all. Ask for more wisdom to illuminate your relationship to goodwill and whatever problems you may have with goodwill in your life. Wait patiently for whatever will come. You may receive more images or insights right away or sometime later. Just allow your experience, whatever it may be. Now look into your container again to see what changes, if any, have occurred. Take in whatever wisdom you find there. Stay with your experience as long as you need. And when you feel complete, you may want to draw your image and write about this receptive meditation in your journal. An experience of transpersonal will. We make lots of decisions and choices every day, sometimes with awareness, sometimes hardly thinking about them. Most of our choices have to do with our personal survival and welfare, with family and work concerns, with maintaining a pleasant living environment, and meeting various personal needs and desires. We experience our will in all its aspects in making these decisions and choices. Sometimes something beyond this occurs. We feel a call or inner prompting to act. Our personal will is directed by a higher will, and we choose a whole new direction or act purely for the benefit of others, even at the expense of personal comfort. Many of us can recall making a decision beyond our comfort zone, a decision to go back to school, to change careers, to try drawing or painting, or to commit our energies to a cause. These changes may create a lot of inner turmoil. They may require a lot of adjustment in our routine. Yet something in us demands that we take that course, no matter what. That something may be transpersonal will, the will of self. In the following exercise, you are invited to explore one or more of these decisions to clarify for yourself what transpersonal will is in your own experience. And it is very important to rely on your own experience about such concepts as self and transpersonal will instead of someone else's definitions. Whatever you discover in your explorations is valid and right for you. Once again, begin by sitting comfortably, relaxing your body and breathing with ease and attention. Imagine sinking into yourself to a place of peace and clarity. Take time to come to center. Now see if you can remember a time when you made an important life decision that you believe now to have been a good one, even though you may have had some doubts at the time. Recall an important life decision and the circumstances surrounding it. You may remember more than one, but choose just one to work with right now. Remember the events leading up to your decision. When did you first start considering this choice? What prompted you to consider it? Did the idea come to you suddenly or gradually over time? How did you react to this idea when it first became clear to you? Did you feel some resistance? Where did that resistance come from? And what form did it take? How did you deal with it? What strengthened your resolve to make this decision? What rational arguments did you muster? What role did your emotions play? Your intuition? Did you seek help and advice from others? How did you clarify your thoughts and feelings? Did you meditate, pray, write in your journal, or seek counseling? Can you recall how and when the decision was actually made? How did you feel and act then? What were the repercussions in your life and how did you handle them? What enabled you to carry through with your decision? Take some time to remember anything else about this experience that you think is important. Take all the time you need, and then make some notes and perhaps a drawing in your journal. Theme 7, what to do when you see the light. Growing whole is ultimately a spiritual endeavor. When we expand our awareness, when we strengthen our center, when we clarify our sense of purpose and develop our will, we are moving toward deeper connection with our spiritual self, or spirit, however we name it. Wholeness and spirituality are intertwined. However, life takes us in a big leap forward every now and then. Mysterious forces inside and out demand changes in our priorities and activities, our relationships and life directions. We find ourselves confronting deeper issues of life and death, meaning and purpose. These are times of spiritual awakening or spiritual emergence. What experiences have you had that might have been spiritual awakenings? Some you may have recognized at the time, others you may have ignored or suppressed. Perhaps you were seized by an artistic impulse or felt called to some kind of service. Maybe you had a religious rebirth or a miraculous healing. It is a real challenge to respond to these kinds of experiences. Family and friends may not understand or be available to help you, so you may need to find your own path. Try using some of the centering methods we have practiced on this audio tape. Conversing with a wise person may help. You can also write or draw in your journal, meditate or pray, study spiritual teachings, or spend quiet time in nature. It's important to allow the awakening process to follow in its own way while you observe and cooperate with it as best you can. The following exercise, called Letter from Self, can help you find and express wisdom you didn't know you had. To write this letter, you'll need a pen, a piece of paper, preferably stationery, and a self-addressed envelope. Letter from Self. Begin by closing your eyes and paying attention for a moment to your breathing. Just notice your breath as it comes and goes without trying to change it in any way. Now gently follow the breath inside your body. As you turn your attention inward, do you notice sensations of ease and pleasure anywhere in your body? Go to these places and enjoy the opening you find there. Now see if there are any parts of your body that feel tight or constricted, and imagine the sensations of ease and pleasure expanding into those places. If you need to move or adjust your position to be more comfortable, do so. Allow the sense of freedom, openness, and pleasure to slowly permeate the tissues, the muscles, the cells of your body. You may have felt some emotions as you focused on the tightness or discomfort in your body. What are those emotions? And what emotions are connected with the sensations of ease and pleasure? Let those pleasant emotions be as rich and full as possible and enjoy them. What thoughts seem to be associated with your emotions? Gently direct your attention to the thoughts that seem to help you feel more open and at ease. Your body sensations, your emotions, and your thoughts are all aspects of you, of who you are at this moment. Hold this all lightly and notice who it is that is aware of all this and who made the choices to direct your attention to one aspect or another. Now step back from all you are observing. Move to the widest perspective you can discover right now, to the deepest place that is available to you. Imagine that you are the being who chose to be born into this lifetime, who chose to have this particular body, these feelings, this mind, who chose to be this person who is in the world. How would it be if you could remember making that choice? Let yourself drift back to the moment of that choice and sense the purpose that brought you into the world. Imagine the love that made you choose to become who you are in this life. Embrace the love and wisdom and clarity that are your birthright. Claim them as fully as you can right now. From this place of compassion and total acceptance, look at the person who is sitting here today and at all the turnings and choices of a lifetime that have brought this person to this moment. Is there anything you wish to say, anything you need to remind this person of? Take some time to let your message become clear. Then use your paper to write a letter to the person you chose to be in the world, saying whatever needs to be said. Finally, ask a friend to mail your sealed letter to you sometime in the next few weeks. Begin writing now.